Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 5-3 the fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas. Oh, not ready. I'm sorry. We're going to get back around to it. I thought you said is ready.
I'll act as Mickey for you if you want me to.
He was, and he just disappeared.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel better that I didn't just misinterpret what you said. All right. In the meantime, from the 254, we said nobody cares about your fantasy football team. But today, we do. I'm in five leagues, and I'm first or second in all of them. Three of them start the playoffs this week, and I have buys. The other two start next week. Hope to win at least a couple. Now, Corey, I feel like you would register this as not shooting high enough. Why not win all five?
Facts. Win every game.
Okay.
Attempt to at least.
Okay.
If that's not your goal.
I mean, I'm sure he wants to.
If that's not your goal.
All right.
Why did you even show up?
What does Josh Clark say?
Josh Clark is our web guy.
Yes.
And he is in the Fan Fantasy League, which I retired from this year. And I think Aiden took my spot.
Oh,
but he said
he made the playoffs.
Yeah, he said I needed Carter to beat Wolchuk. That's Zach Wolchuk from the G-Bag Nation. Carter,
so he was doing some scoreboard watching.
Carter Freeman from Twitch fame. And he said so that I would get the last playoff spot in the fan league. Carter was up 2 points going into Monday Night Football with Hurts.
Oh, no.
Wolchuk had Ladd McConkie.
Oh,
McConkie
no.
Scored 2 points. Hurts scored 0.4, and now he's out of the playoffs altogether.
Oh, that is freaking brutal. Right now, somebody who I can confidently predict does not play fantasy football, our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Did Hurts go to negative? Did you have to give points away?
Yes,
there were,
he did.
There were some fantasy groups that, yes, that did happen to him last night.
Oh, wow.
Mickey, do you ever recall seeing a play in which there were three turnovers on the same play and one of the players turned the ball over two separate times? Because that play was freaking bananas.
That game, neither team was worth a darn.
Fair.
Right?
Yes.
Neither team's offensive line could block.
Oh, my gosh. The Chargers' offensive line was terrible. Like, I feel like the Eagles' defense did their part by just smashing him into the ground again and again and again.
I don't know how he survived, especially, and no one said it. So did you stay with it when they did the post-game interview?
Yes.
And he first didn't want to do it, right?
He wanted
to go celebrate. So when he walks off, I'm thinking somebody's going to say something. Not only does he have his repaired broken hand all taped up and like it's got a club on it, he's bleeding profusely from his elbow.
Yeah.
And no one said anything. It was like, look, he got sacked 7 times in the official stats, 11 quarterback hits, 7 tackles for losses, and 5 passes defensed.
Jeez.
And he got pressured, Mickey, 68% of the snaps.
Almost nice.
That is terrifying.
And he won.
Yeah. And they won.
So pressure
and
really didn't matter.
All that, he was their leading rusher.
Yeah. You know what? I thought, like, late in the fourth quarter and obviously in overtime, it was a really good idea to have him just run the ball because all the pressure they were bringing naturally gave an opportunity for him to try to do something.
Yeah, or you know, throw about 5 interceptions.
Right. Yeah, that
sort of like Hurts with 4.
Yeah, although
and a lost fumble.
Yeah, and that was a bad performance by Hurts. I thought it was a bad performance. I don't feel like I'm saying too much here for AJ Brown as well, who I felt like was responsible for one of those interceptions and also responsible for not catching the best pass that Jalen Hurts threw all night into the end zone.
Right.
That was,
oh my gosh.
It was a mess. It was a mess. But the good news, Mickey.
It helps us.
I know.
It all helps the Cowboys now.
And I know Schottenheimer said, oh, I might see when the game's final what the score
right,
was.
Yeah,
and
right, yeah.
And I appreciate all of that. But if you're realistic about the Cowboys' playoff chances, you need the Eagles' losses to keep piling up.
It keeps hope alive, right?
Yep.
And, you know, you still got to take care of yourself, but you also need help like that. And when the guy's getting ready to throw the game-winning touchdown pass, and Hart, is it Cam Hart, the DB for the Chargers?
Was it Hart?
Yeah, it is Hart.
Okay.
Well, no, he dropped off. He dropped off.
Oh, yes.
Goddard tips the ball, and I know Jefferson gets credit for the interception, but if he doesn't tip that ball, Dotson had beaten Jefferson badly. It's a touchdown.
Yeah.
They're winning the game, right?
You're right. That was a great play, and I remember thinking, at the very worst, he's getting down to the 1 or 2 yard line for first and goal. But you're probably right. He probably scores a touchdown. That was an awesome play. And good leap right there to get it done, too.
Yeah, because he leaps at the, I think it was around the 5 yard line, tipped the ball, it gets intercepted at the 2 or 3, whatever they gave him credit for. And what a game. I mean, it deserved to end in a tie.
Yeah, I definitely thought that's what was going to happen. And then I would have to go back to the...
Yeah, that would change everything.
Yeah, then I would have to actually figure out real tiebreakers instead of being like, well, they don't have the same record. Now, as far as the Cowboys, like if we're talking about issues with offensive line, I saw this stat and I immediately thought about how it translated to offensive line. George Pickens went into that game averaging 10.9 yards per target, but in the pass game against the Lions, it was down to 4.1 yards per target. And I naturally thought that is at least in part a byproduct of not really having a lot of time, Dak, that is, to throw the football.
Yeah, and I'm not big on targets.
Yes, I remember that.
Could there be a pass that they threw away and it went his direction?
Sure.
Or a bad pass that gets a target? So, yeah, look, it wasn't a great performance by the Cowboys' offensive line, obviously. Dak got knocked around like a rag doll, and it's a good thing he's got extra time to recover from the beating he took. But he still threw for 376 yards. So whatever those targets are,
right,
and they still scored 30 points, and it should have been more.
They got to stop teams from scoring 40.
Yeah, right. So, yeah.
That's kind of sad.
I think sometimes we get caught up on all the stats that get thrown out there and the targets and percentages. But just use your eyes.
Yeah. Couldn't get off the field.
It was phenomenal. 376 yards. And we're picking on the wide receiver and the tight end.
Yeah.
And they lost CeeDee Lamb. So how did all that happen?
Yeah. I'm with you. The defense left much to be desired.
Jerry talked a lot this morning about the running game and how he didn't feel like they were effective enough. And Kevin, you know, I pointed out 67 yards, a touchdown, but it didn't seem like they created a lot of running room throughout that game.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
No, and that's one of the reasons why you end up with they had double-digit third-down opportunities. That's because you're not playing. They were 6 of 15 on third down, okay?
That's a lot of third downs.
That's a lot of third downs, which what does that mean? You weren't doing very well
right.
On first and second down, and you weren't running the ball worth a darn. Now, give Detroit credit. They got a pretty good defensive front. They like to bring pressure. I get it. And you're on the road, and sometimes, you know, when you're on the road, and I'm not trying to make an excuse, but when it's loud in a stadium like that, your offensive line sometimes is off a tick because you're not hearing the clap or whatever, right? While the other guys basically are watching the ball. Which, by the way, this thing the Eagles do before they snap the ball, with the right guard violently tapping the guy and then throwing his arm forward.
Yeah.
How is that not a false start?
The Eagles, sometimes I usually focus more on the tush push and not getting those false starts called, but that's a great point.
I mean, it's violent.
Yeah.
So what part, you know, if the quarterback did that with his hands or his arms, they would call it a false start. But the right guard gets away with murder with that violent push when he throws his arm forward, right? I don't get that. I see other teams, you know, tap the center or something like that. But this is like he's striking them. So anyway, sorry I got off on a tangent.
Oh, yeah. That was an awkward pause. But I get what you're saying. You know, I wanted to get your take on, like, as long as we're talking about the defense, I have really high hopes. I think we all do for DeMarvion Overshown. While we talk a lot about Kenneth Murray, I felt like this game in particular, and I know he's just coming back from injury, this was probably the poorest DeMarvion Overshown showing thus far.
Yeah, I would think so. And I don't know if everybody concentrated on what he was doing because they were winning games, right?
Right. That's fair.
But I don't know that he's had a huge impact on anything so far. But we forget he hadn't played football since December 9th.
Yeah.
It's a year ago.
Sure.
Right? And now we're expecting him just to walk on water when he gets on the field.
Do you
without a training camp, without an off season, with basically what? A couple practices,
right?
Probably none in pads, by the way. By time he came back, they were on the 4 games in 17 days streak. So yeah, I it takes time. You know, the same example with Clowney. You know, it was like, well, yeah, he's just going to hit the field running, you know, and he hadn't done any football stuff since the end of last season. And it took him a while. Then all of a sudden he hits his stride, and unfortunately he had the hamstring deal. Now, I know they're kind of soft playing it now, but I just think from how he warmed up before the game, he was close to playing. So I would think with this time off,
okay,
I think he should be good to go. Now, we'll see if he gets into practice tomorrow, at least on a limited basis. But his workout was pretty good. And he was petitioning to play. I could tell when the conversations were going on, because they have the board of injury down there watching when he works out. It's not just Britt and him by himself, right?
Awesome.
It's like they got the coach out there, the defensive coordinator sometimes, defensive line coach, Will McClay's out there. Everybody's kind of got a hand in watching what he's doing. So it was close, but I think they decided to err on the side of caution, make sure that he didn't go out there and cause them to miss 2 or 3 games when there's only 4 games left now.
I know this is not the way you described it at all, but when you said board of injury, I started to think about like the college, the deans and everything from a 1970s or 80s comedy when the stuffy faculty is trying to keep down the fun kids and everything.
Like Porky's
like that.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. Or Animal House.
Animal House.
That's exactly.
Or in this day and age, the guys that are trying to hire a head football coach, right?
Right. Oh, man,
that's what they got to deal with for sure.
That is absolutely for sure. You know, we asked Steven this yesterday. I want to get your take about it as well. Javonte Williams passes 1,000 yards rushing for the season. I think we've all been really excited about the overall body of work that he's brought to the team. Do you still think it's a big deal to hit 1,000 yards, whether it's rushing, receiving, or whatever the case might be?
I think we still look at it. I mean, so what yardage would you use now that there's 17 games?
Yeah,
you gotta have 1,200 yards or 1,300
right.
yards.
Yeah, right? I don't know. That's a good question, though.
Well, I mean, what would be? I'm sure there's a percentage out there of what's the 1,000 yards in a 17 season, how does that compare to the percentage of 1,000 yards in a 16-game season? Because 16-game season, 1,000 yards, that's less than 100 yards a game, right?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, way less. And so, like, 1,275 yards, to me, would be 75 yards a game. And that feels really impressive. But I realize that's not a fun number to go, oh, yeah, he passed 1,275. Like, that's not a thing that I think people would care about.
Well, I think at one point in the season, I remember doing this twice, and I forgot how many games were left. He was on pace for a 1,500-yard season.
Yeah.
And then it reduced to 1,300 yards. So there's still 4 games to go.
We can do it. He can do it.
We can
still. So he could get to very well
2,000.
All right.
1,200, 1,300
yeah.
yards.
If we get past 1,275, I will celebrate.
Pizza party?
And I went back and looked, and the Cowboys have had a 1,000-yard rusher in 10 of the last 12 seasons.
Let's do it again.
And, you know, this is a little factoid I thought was fun. Javonte joined Tony Dorsett, Darren McFadden, and Zeke as the only three Cowboys, or the only four Cowboys with 1,000 rushing yards in their first season with the team.
And the dude has just come in and done his job quietly and been a great teammate on this thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Emmitt Smith would have done it too.
Right.
If he had gone to training camp.
Right, right.
Because they kind of regulated his snaps in the first couple games. And then the offensive coordinator, David Shula, I think at times forgot that he was a first-round draft choice. And he wasn't giving him the ball.
Right.
And Jimmy had to go to him and remind him that, hey, this guy's got to touch the ball. And it's like, you know, he shouldn't have to do that, because I remember one game he might have gotten, and this would have been more than halfway through the season, he might have got like 10, 12 touches, and after the game somebody asked him about his production, and Emmitt goes, well, you know, it's kind of hard to rush for 100 yards in a game when you only touch the ball 12 times, whatever it was, right?
Yeah,
and I think Jimmy heard that, and I remember after one of his press conferences, something about, you know, being able to run the ball, and I was walking down the hallway with him and said something about what Emmitt said, and he goes, yeah, I think I'm going to have to talk to Dave about some of this, like give him the football. So he ended up with 9-something, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he did. Well, outstanding stuff as always. We'll catch up with you tomorrow, sir.
All right. Talk to you. See ya.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.